also skipped announcements tonight, so let me go over that real quick. On the back table, there is a sign-up sheet for the Fall Festival, which is something that we do for kids. We did it 2 years ago. We didn't end up doing it this last year, but if you remember, we had a bunch of booths set up in the fellowship hall, just different games, and we're trying to improve on that this year. And so there's a bunch of stuff that we need to do that. Like, for instance, we came up with the idea of getting a bunch of dry corn and having people search for prizes in like a kiddie pool full of dried corn. You guys probably think that's crazy, but little things like that, games that we've come up with. So if you want to look at that sign-up sheet in the back table, if everybody here could find some way that they could help, either by bringing in candy, bringing in prizes, or volunteering. What we really need is people to volunteer to run one of these booths for that day. That'd be a blessing. And then start inviting people, inviting friends that you know, kids that you know, to come to that fall festival. That'll be a blessing. Hopefully we get it on some local news things, websites, that kind of stuff. All right, cool. So that's on the back table. Also, one other thing I wanted to mention. Would it be possible, I'd like to try to finish the siding this week. So if any of the men here can help me on Saturday, please see me after church. I don't want to, we're at the point where we need to rent a boom to get up there. And I don't want to rent the boom to get up there and have nobody show up to help work, because it's not really something you can do by, I mean, it would take forever to go down and up to do that. So if we could get some help one more day, if you could see me, that would be awesome. All right, take your Bibles, turn with me to James chapter number 5. James number 5. We're in the home stretch here, the book of James, and we're going to look at this, just a couple verses tonight. James chapter 5, verses 7 to 12 is going to be our text tonight. Let's read it. It says, "Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient. Stablish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. We have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. But above all things, brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea, and your nay nay, lest ye fall into condemnation." All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that you help us as we look at this passage of Scripture tonight and think about it for a few minutes, to have open hearts of understanding. Help us, Lord, to endure as we go through different afflictions, different trials. Help us, Lord, not to be people that are flaky, that quit, that faint, Lord, but help us to be people that realize that the trials that you put us through are ones that you are ordaining and you're in control of, and help our faith to be strengthened. Lord, as we go through these things tonight, help me to be clear. Help us to understand what we can do about this. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so I got a title for this message, and I hope it makes sense, but the title is Weeds to Watch For While Waiting for the Harvest. It's kind of a tongue twister. Weeds to Watch For While Waiting for the Harvest. But you all know my least favorite chore in the whole world is weeding. I hate weeding, like worse than anything. When I was a kid, we had this house for a while, and it had a garden in the front yard that went along the street, and there was a curb, one of those kind of rounded over curbs, and for some reason, All along that garden, these weeds would grow up out of the curb. And it was my job to kind of scoot along the road with the screwdriver and try to take these weeds out of that curb. And I hated it. I get shakes just thinking about having to do that. My knuckles start hurting when I think about that job. I hated that job. But sometimes weeding has to be done, right? I mean, there are some weeds that if you let them go, they'll overtake a garden. And if you have a crop, one of the things you have to worry about is you have to worry about the weeds ruining a crop. Now, it's not so big of a deal now that we have Roundup-resistant plants that we've genetically modified, right? You know, where we can just spray this weed killer, but it doesn't kill the plants. But you gotta watch out for weeds. And in this passage here, James is making an allusion to a garden. If you look at the verse 7, it talks about, behold the husbandman. Okay? And the word husbandman, it's almost unfortunate. It's just a word that means gardener. That's all it means. A gardener. Okay? And a gardener or a farmer of some kind. And James is saying that this gardener has to do a lot of waiting. I remember when the kids, they planted a little garden this year. And at the beginning of the season, you know, it's like every day they wanted to go out and see the fruit. It took a while, didn't it? There's a lot of waiting involved. All right, they got work to do. Farmers and gardeners have work to prepare the ground. They got work to plant the seed. And then much later on, they have work to harvest. But between the planting and the harvest, you just have to wait and have faith that the plant that you planted is actually going to grow something. There's nothing you can do about it, right? In that meantime, it's just a waiting game. So, you know, if you look around here, we notice the tractors are all out this time of year, right? The combines and the tractors. And then you see them out in the spring, but you don't really see a whole lot going on in those fields through the summer. Just waiting. It's just waiting. And if you're a farmer and you plant something, you just have to wait. You can't rush it. You know, there's no kind of button. Maybe I'm wrong about this, Brother Harold, but